everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Ramp Football. I am the host today, Simon. Phil's is here, but he's not the host, because we have got a bit of a derby going on this weekend. We've got Chelsea versus Manchester United. So, I'm a Newcastle fan, so I'm out of this. But we have got a very, very big Chelsea fan, which is Phil. And we've also got a very big Man United fan, which is Andrew. And these two want to debate who's going to win tomorrow. So, let me introduce to my left or right, Phil, the Chelsea fan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Ramp Football. Just to let you know, I may be putting this on YouTube as well, but it's definitely going to be a podcast. So if it goes on YouTube and you want to see Andrew's upset face after the game, go on YouTube to watch it.
Yeah. So while you're just saying that, to my left or right, whichever side it is on the screen, Andrew, the Man United fan.
How you doing, everybody?
Yeah.
So I think Phil'll have a bit of a cry to get beat tomorrow. But I'll tell you what, Phil, you get beat tomorrow, I want you to wear a United shirt.
Well, we'll leave the bets to for a bit, but what it is. Right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to be the moderator in the middle of this, because this could get violent. It won't, but it could be. But
I'm going to Andrew's house.
But I will be the moderator for this. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to flip it to one side and the other. I'm going to ask each person what they think is going to happen. But what I'm firstly going to do is, you know your team well. Which team do you think is going to be put out? Which players do you think are going to be playing tomorrow? And I'll start with Phil.
Right, it's going to be Mendy in goal. It's going to be the back three again of Christian, Rudiger, and I would say Aspilicueta, otherwise known as Dave for the people who can't say his name. I think it would have been Hudson-Odoi, but I'm going to go with Reece James because Man United have got a fast attacking line, so it'll be a bit more defensive. I think Alonso's on the left. I don't know what's happened to Ben Chilwell. He's just out the door for some reason. We go into the midfield. It's definitely going to be Jorginho, and I think it will also be Kovacic there with Mason Mount. It gets a bit tricky. I'm going for Werner, Giroud, and I've got this feeling Kai Havertz might play. Now, I don't know if I've gone too many players here, but
so you're going for the 3-4-3. Yeah. Right. That sounds like a formidable team. Let's flip the question over to Andrew. What team do you reckon that Manchester United are going to put out tomorrow, Andrew?
It's going to be a tough one because we've got a lot of people out, but in net, I would go with Henderson, but it's going to be De Gea. It's definitely going to be De Gea. I don't know why, but it's going to be him. Right back, Wan-Bissaka, Maguire, Lindelof, and Shaw.
Right.
Your midfield, I don't even know who's fit for United because they've got that many injuries. Matic. Bruno. I'm not even got a bloody clue. Tate, I don't even know the midfield, but the front line should be, because he's messed about with that midfield that many times. I just don't know. But the front line should be Greenwood, Martial, and Rashford.
Right, so you're thinking he's going to go for 4-3-3?
Yeah. Is Cavani out injured then?
He is out injured with Pogba, McTominay.
So United have got quite a bit of an injury list. So so with you picking your teams, quick off the cuff, United, Phil, the score by halftime.
Halftime, it will be 1-1.
Andrew.
0-0.
Right, and then flip it. Andrew, full time.
I would say 2-1 United.
Phil?
I'm swapping that straight around, 2-1 to Chelsea, because if they've got all these injury problems, Chelsea's squad's just going to be too strong and too fit for them.
Yeah, so equal arguments. Right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the floor. Phil, you tell me why you think Chelsea will get that 2-1 win.
Well, part of the reason is if Silva was out, we wouldn't concede a single goal. But with him out, we're always susceptible to let in a silly mistake or two, and Man United are great at counter-attacking. But this new Chelsea team is not the Lampard way we used to play against Man United. We used to go all out attack against Man United with Lampard. With Tuchel, it's more of a possession-based, slower game, keeping hold of the ball and not making as many mistakes. What actually makes it harder for teams like Man United to counter-attack us. Why do I think we'll win the game, though, is what I sort of alluded to earlier. When it comes to the second half with the three substitutions and that, Chelsea can just bring on international after international in the right position. But if Man United have all these injuries, it might be too much for them. And they also played Thursday night. Some of them players probably won't even start this game we play Thursday night. But I know that their superstar player in the midfield did play that game. And as good as he is, Fernandes, they're going to tire the poor guy out. And he's, I wouldn't be surprised if he pulls up an injury in this game. So yeah, that's my reasons for Chelsea winning. Also, I think Tuchel's a proper manager and Solskjaer is a PE teacher.
Well, keep the insults to the end. I'm going to let you go off, go free at each other in a minute. Just let me keep this calm for now. So, Andrew, I'm going to flip the question over to you. Why do you think that Man United will get the 2-1 win?
The problem with Chelsea at the moment, and Phil probably agree, is at the back, the weak at the back for me. And this is where they've got the likes of Rashford, Greenwood, Martial. I think they would get through that quite easily. Our problem has got to be at the back. If Chelsea gets through, I don't know, but I can actually see United winning 2-1. But my point is, if we keep it tight and we put Bailey there, I think Chelsea will have a big problem. God, you know, we're conceding goals at the back. It's still not good enough. We've got to strengthen. But our forward line, I think we'd be too fast for Chelsea. And that's the only reason why I think we're beating 2-1. There's nothing against any other player, but I think we're too fast up front for them from the back.
Right. So there you go, guys. You've had the reasons why they both think they'll win 2-1. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to open the floor for both of you to have a go. Go on. You know, you want this banter to go back and forth. It's been going on in social media for a while and behind closed doors. Hit each other with what you've got.
Jokes aside, Andrew, you know, truthfully, as a Man United fan, that you may be globally a big good club in business terms, but as a team, you're just an average club now. As a football team, you're nothing special. No one's scared of you anymore. You're not even good enough to play in the Champions League. I mean, only big clubs play in the Champions League. Don't go out the group stage and go and play on Thursday nights. You know what I mean, don't you?
Well, let's get it right. Look at the league table. Smaller club above you, but end of the day,
I'm looking at that league table, and the next two games could get very interesting, mate, because we could be joint on points with you if you lose to us, and then you're going to lose the game after.
No. Let's get right. You can't say if we lose to you. I really hope to God. I hope to God we beat you tomorrow. Listen, you might just get fucking rid of everybody. Your manager, your board,
Andrew,
listen.
This is the difference between our two clubs. In the 90s, I would hope to God to beat Man United because you were the biggest club. Now, your claim to fame is beating Chelsea because you know we're the bigger team in football.
If you're the biggest team, then Man United, why the heck are you not above us in the league?
As much as I love Lampard as a player on Ramp Football UK, the podcast, I stated many times he wasn't ready for that job. We now have a world-class manager in charge who sooner or later is going to lose a game. But under him, I don't think we go on a bad run like Lampard does. He will see a problem and he will sub that problem and change formations, while Lampard always left it too late. Now, with your woman in charge, Solskjaer, looks like an old granny going down the shots with her hair curlers in. He's clueless, and he has been surviving on Fernandes. We all know, everyone knows, without Fernandes, you'd be about...
Listen. Right, the only way you will probably win if you get Werner and someone's throwing his toenail and broke it and falls over and gets the penalty, you're getting worse than us now. You are the worst team for the penalties.
Yes, because we wrong. Actually
and for the past three games you got penalties.
Yes, but Andrew, there is a difference.
Past three games, yes. You dive to get them penalties.
You're correct. There's a difference.
Your manager's turn around and said to you, you go out and you dive.
Andrew, there's a difference. Andrew,
he's a German. He's a German. Not German Andrew. Never stand the feet. Andrew.
There's a difference.
German never stand the feet. The Germans never stand the feet. The Germans will always have a fall over and they get what they want. And you've got a German manager.
Have you seen Rashford? Have you seen your super midfielder? They all fall over at Mania. Even Maguire falls over while he's trying to defend and he totally misses the ball. But De Gea, now he does fall over, but unfortunately he's usually falling the wrong way these days. But straight, when Chelsea get penalties, they're actually penalties. They're not dives and then paying off far like Man United.
No, they'll have a roll about in the air if you like they've been shot. And when they get shot, they go, referee, please give me a penalty. I need it. We need to be like Man United.
Hey? We'd never want to be Man United. We're classy.
You're not classy. You're not classy.
We are.
Listen, you always said you've got the best forward in the Premier League. Yes, it's his first season. Yeah. Not taking it away from him.
You're wrong. It's not his first season. He's been here for years. Euros. Oh, man. Sexy over red card.
No.
Sexy
I'm on about you. Werner. I'm on about Werner. Werner. Now, if he was that fucking good, he's done fuck off for the past couple of games, apart from get penalties. Now, Giroud.
Oh, you're saying Werner shit? Are you saying
Werner shit? I'll intervene with this. When it comes to... He's not done anything but penalties, but that still goes down as an assist. So he is doing something.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, but he's going down because he's diving.
Are you playing Werner shit?
At this moment in time? Right. No, I think the money is spent on him.
No, you're saying shit. Answer the question. No. Don't be a politician. Answer my question. Do you think Werner is shit?
At the moment, no, you've got to give him time. That's
you're
what
not
I'm
answering
saying.
The question.
You've got to give him time.
Yes
or no? You've got to give a lot of time.
Do you think Werner is shit?
You can't answer that.
Yes or no?
You can't answer that. You can't.
Andrew, you don't want to answer it because if he scores, you know I will destroy you afterwards.
Okay, you want the truth? Yeah. Do you think he's shit? I think he's shit at the moment because he's done fuck all.
Thank you for doing
that. And he'll do nothing against United.
Just ignore that he's been scoring goals lately and he's getting assists and he's been getting man of the match awards. But ignore that.
And he's been getting penalties for having a broken toenail.
Too fast. Can you imagine Maguire against... I'll tell you what, I hope he gets on Maguire because that slow-ass cattle truck, he will leave him for dead and probably win six penalties in one game.
Listen, he could be at least 5 feet away. And he'd be diving on the floor like Werner. He's a diamond German looking fucker.
You sound very jealous, mate.
I'm not jealous over nothing.
You've got that overrated Marcus Rashford up front, which scores about three or four goals and then doesn't score for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, but hold on. But we've probably got the best midfielder in the Premier League at the moment with Bruno.
We've got Kevin De Bruyne.
No, you said Kevin De Bruyne.
Well, he is the best.
Scoring.
He's the best player in the
I said midfielder.
For the Man City West Ham game with his weaker left foot to get him their first goal. That kid is the best player in the Premier League by far.
Not far. Not a chance.
Five of the world.
All right, well, let's keep it between City and Man United. Chelsea and Man United. Don't leave City out of it. That's one-sided. That's one-sided towards another derby team, but. No, keep them out of it. I'm moderating here. Keep it a bit clean between Chelsea and Man United. Come on.
We can't keep it fucking clean. Not when them fuckers are coming.
Next season, if you don't sign any world-class players, and Chelsea apparently have got £260 million to spend again, do you think you'll be over Chelsea next season with a world-class manager and a world-class squad like we've got already?
If we get a better manager...
Oh, so you're making me shit now?
No. I'm not admitting Solskjaer can't be shit if he's second in the league.
Pochettino finished third in a
listen,
race to win.
No, no. Listen,
if you win nothing, you might as well finish sixth.
Listen, if the problem with Solskjaer, he makes stupid changes.
Teacher.
And that will fuck any team up. The team's not great at the moment, so it will fuck any team up.
PE teacher.
He's not a PE teacher. He's not a PE teacher. But all right, he's a PE teacher, but he's second in the league. So
he might be second in the league. But if Chelsea get top four, what a second in the league. I'll tell you what.
Must be shit.
Andrew,
you're not second.
Andrew,
not even in the top four.
Serious question.
Well
then.
Best team in London at the moment.
Chelsea.
West Ham.
Not if we win tomorrow, but
yeah, but you won't win tomorrow.
I've got a question for you, Andrew. I've got a serious question for you. Where would you rather this season? Would you rather finish second and win nothing, or would you rather finish fifth and win the Champions League?
You won't win the Champions League.
No, that's not the question I've asked you.
You won't win the Champions League.
Question: would you rather finish second and win nothing, or would you rather finish fifth and win the Champions League?
Have I finished fifth and win the Champions League?
Exactly. So right now, at this precise moment, we're having a better season than you.
No.
Yes, we are. We're still in the FA Cup.
With P?
Yep.
You can have that.
We're still in the biggest cup competition in the world, the Champions League.
For now. Can you get your ass watched?
6 points ahead of us, what's nothing. Right now, you're on Thursday night rubbish football. You might as well watch something like Coronation Street instead, because that's better.
And I do that when Chelsea's on. I watch Coronation Street and carry on.
Yep.
Anything else?
What? You've got a manager, what's quite frankly, it should be arrested for robbing and earning. He should not be a football manager, full stop. Maguire is robbing and earning as well, because calling him a centre back and a world class one, apparently, is an insult to anyone's intelligence. See what's happening here.
Right. Well, what I'm going to do. You stay quiet for a minute, Phil. Have you got any comebacks to that, Andrew? Because we're going to start to wind this up in a minute.
Listen, I've got plenty of comebacks. Just look at your manager. Look at your players. Went and bought, well, not just bought him, 30-year-old guy, and he's out. He's a fucking need of Zimmer frame. He needs a good Zimmer frame to get along that field with sunshine.
Still better than Maguire.
He needs a Zimmer frame.
Still better than Maguire.
We could get Solskjaer and he'd do better than him.
Are you saying you think Maguire is better than Silva?
You on about the old man at the back? Yeah.
You think Maguire's better?
At the moment, yeah.
Mate, whatever's just been dropped in your head and knocked you silly, that's fine.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, but listen, you got Silva there. He's got a Zimmer frame.
Andrew,
that's how he gets around.
Good luck, Sunday's game.
Right. Yeah, we're gonna start to
let the best team win.
Yes. We're gonna wind this up now. Right, so you've had your bit of your back and forth. I'm gonna ask one final thing from both of you. Were realistically, not as where you are now, but where do you think you will finish position wise the end of the season? Andrew.
Top four.
No, position. I need an exact position because this is going on record.
Second.
Right. Phil?
Third, because we're going to be busy playing in the Champions League.
Right, so we've got second and third. We've got that in writing. Well,
not in writing.
Visual writing.
Recorded.
So, right. We've had this bit of a back and forth. We've had this bit of banter. Is either of you willing to put a little wager on it?
No, I've got no money.
Or a forfeit. Not a wager, but a forfeit. For the losing. The losing. If you've both got confidence,
I do a
in
forfeit.
Your team. Would I you be agree? Would you agree to do a forfeit?
What is
if your team loses?
Yes.
So we've got like the SF Andrew.
What is it?
I would wear.
No, that's not what I'm asking. I want to know what Simon's forfeit is.
Well, I don't know what the forfeit will be yet because I've only just thought of it in my head. I'm just trying to keep this.
I can't wear a Man United shirt because I don't know anyone that supports Man United down here.
Right. I tell you what, the next Rant Football predictions will sort it out if it goes Andrew's way. You have to put the other team's background on.
I'll tell you what I'll do. No, I won't put a background on stuff like that, but what I will do, but I'll do something else on top as well. I will admit if Man United win, that Solskjaer is actually a decent coach, even though I think he's an absolute clown in real life right now. But I will say he's a decent coach.
No, I think you should
say...
Go on.
No, I'm going to do another background one. I'm going to keep it fair because we can sort Andrews out. We'll figure a way of doing it. But we know obviously Phil can do it because if you're watching this, you understand why. But I think we should just do the backgrounds, and you have to do it for at least not for at least two, ramp football predictions.
Not 2-1.
It's
not fair on Andrew. It's not fair for him to have.
If you both agree to a forfeit, that's what I'm putting forward. If you both want to agree to it, you have to put the other team's flag or other team's thing behind you for two ramp footballs.
Listen, I will agree. But the question is, what happens if it's a draw?
How does Andrew do
it?
Well, easy. You can actually do it on the phone. It's simple. He just doesn't know how to do it yet. And I'll talk him through it. Don't worry. The draw is not a forfeit. It's all void then. The draw is just a void bet. No one wins, no one loses, because that's what a draw is.
Andrew?
Well, I think Phil should wear a United shirt.
If it is a draw and it's 1-1, I get 1 point. If it's 2-2,
I get
3 points.
Andrew, seriously, mate, jokes aside, I hope it's a good game and I hope the best team in London wins.
Well, I hope we're going there tomorrow, kick your ass. So you'll have to have a big United badge above your head to do ramp football and to see your face afterwards. So put it one way, you won't be smiling, sunshine. You'll be, look at that behind me. Can you take that down?
We'll turn it into part two afterwards, but I'm going to do this as like a Jerry Springer. I'm going to say this is my final thoughts. You've just listened to both of them two. You've not listened to me because I don't really give a shit. But it's the way we are. We have a bit of fun on here. We have a bit of a banter. We have a bit of a laugh. Come on, come and join us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anything you want. Follow us on Twitter
at
Football One. Yeah, give this, if it goes on YouTube, give it a thumbs up. Do all the social media stuff. Leave a review. Follow us all on Facebook, on Twitter, anywhere. Anywhere you find on social media, find us. Say hello. Tell us that you love it. And if you want to come on, I've already said that one. Yeah. So Ramp Football One again. It keeps pointing. We are... calm down. We are a small crew. We just have a little bit of a laugh and a bit of a joke. This is just a bit of a one-off to try and get some energy going into the podcasting world. So if you can, go and follow us. Find the After That Podcast Network on Facebook. Podcast Army, I think it is. After That Podcast Army. Just do the social media stuff, guys. And I'm going to sign off. I'm going to leave these two to say, you've got 5 words to say after I say this. So, Phil, 5 words.
Keep the blue flag flying high.
Andrew.
Because Man United will never die.
And guys, see you after the advert part for reactions of after the game.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to the second part of Ramp Football. The game's finished. It's done. So, if you don't know, the result is behind Phil if you're watching live. If you don't, if you're watching on YouTube, it's behind him. If you're not and you're just listening, final score, Chelsea 0, Manchester United 0. So, I won because I predicted the draw. These two Muppets lost. But we'll get none of that, don't they? What I'm going to do is, I'm going to say, well, I'm still calling them Muppets because I still got it wrong anyway. So, first things first, the forfeit is now null and void. So, no one has to put the flag behind them. So, what I'll do is, I'll go to Andrew first. What are your thoughts on the result?
I think it was a good result. I don't know about if it was good a result for Chelsea. We should have had a penalty, but we didn't get it, fair enough. But a 0-0 at Stamford Bridge, I think that was good enough for me.
Actually, you're happy with a 0-0. Phil, your first thoughts on the result?
Devastated, mate. Quite frankly, I think Man United look like such a boring average team, could only play defensive counter-attacking football, got no bottle whatsoever.
Oh, right, well... That was short and sweet. So, yeah, you both predicted a 2-1 win. Another, I'm going to do it, epic fail. on your part. But what do you want? What do you want to say?
I just want to say that I may have done it on this show, but on Ramp Football Predictions, I actually went for a 1-1 draw.
Well, yeah, I went for a 2-2 draw, so I'm still getting a point.
And I went for a 2-1.
Yeah. So you always go with your heart rather than your brain sometimes when it comes to United. But anyway, so I'll let you two discuss the game because you two watched it. I haven't got a clue. I didn't even watch it.
If you want the truth about that, Man United had about a good 10-15 minutes in the game. They had a few good attacks. Most of their shots were outside the area, though, and quite a few of them were getting close, but they were still outside the area. What means, what's his name? Their midfielder. What's your best midfielder's name again? I forgot his name all of a sudden. The Portuguese guy,
Bruno Fernandes.
We had him in our pocket the whole game, and Man United looked average. What is my point about United? All they are is Fernandes and pace up top. If you stop Fernandes, United look average. Chelsea's problem is we still haven't got a young enough world-class striker to put the ball in the area to put it away. I mean, Giroud was unlucky in the first half. Great cross by Hudson-Odoi, unfortunately. Missed it by centimetres, then smashed his back into the post. Mason Mount controlled the midfield over any of them plays. Kovacic was better than the whole Man United team. Kante had that Portuguese unit in his pocket. And Rashford was good in moments. A couple of their players were good in moments. But generally, I always felt comfortable in the game. I never really thought Man United could score.
Well, Phil, I think that was completely there. Can you spell on there? If you can't, it's a load of bollocks. If we have more chances than you, our midfield is a lot better than your midfield. A lot better. Our strikers, like I said to you, roasted your back three, which that's what you had. You roasted your back three. Even
Andrew.
Daniel James.
Andrew, you want to go about stats?
No, I'm the stat man. Leave the stats
because I'm looking at them and you didn't win anything.
Excuse me. Oh, even Daniel James lost your back a couple of times. I mean, he's come from fucking Leeds.
Hudson-Odoi was roasting your back about 15 times in the first half. I mean, and he was playing wing back and he was still roasting you.
Who's he roasting? Because he won't roast him, Wan-Bissaka.
No, because he was on the other side for a start. He was on the left. All I saw him do was try and run with the ball and he just ran across the pitch. He didn't go forward. He went across because he's got no vision to go forward. It's like he had a magnet to go to the stands all the time. It was embarrassing. He's meant to be a dignified back. Give me a break, mate.
Listen, Luke Shaw's got past your midfield, mate.
Luke Shaw needs to stop eating so much food and go on a diet, that fat bastard.
Listen, I'm telling you, there's plenty of fat bastards on your team.
Who?
Put it that way.
Who?
Plenty of him.
Who?
Who would you like? Who? Any fucker on that team.
Name. Give me a name. No one's fat on our team. Physical pig on our team, mate. Physical pig.
Right, well, the match is over. Calm down, right? Always banter, but don't get personal. The stats for the match were obviously it was 0-0. Possession was 57 to Chelsea. Shots was 18 to Chelsea, 11 to Man United. 6 on target for Chelsea, 4 on target for United. United had 4 corners, Chelsea had 3. United were caught offside 3 times, Chelsea once, and cards were 2 to Man United, 1 to Chelsea.
We run all the rubbish stuff. Corners and offsides and bookings. Whoop-dee-doo.
Listen.
I'm looking at the comments from a couple of the players after the match about the penalty incident. If you're going to call your captain, I'm just going to say this about Luke Shaw. If you're going to talk about your captain, talk about your captain. Don't call him H. Just call him Harry Maguire or your captain. Don't call him H. That's just ignorant.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Exactly. That's the first thing that popped into my head. But I'm not being funny. But that's a mentality of some players.
When Luke Shaw moaned about the penalty, and arguably by the letter of the law, it was a penalty, but the referee, I think, actually made the right decision, as in a human thing. It was impossible. Both arms are up from both players and the ball flew into the hand, right? So letter of the law, it is a penalty. But the referees actually, for once, what we're always moaning about, used common sense and thought, really? They both actually handled the ball in the same period as well. What is going on here? Just get on with it. And he was right on that decision. But if you're going to go and moan about that decision, Chelsea fans are just going to answer back and say, Old Trafford, earlier in the season, Harry Maguire, Undertaker, poke-slamming, desk, equator, right to the floor, what would have been, would have been a penalty as well, wasn't given. Chelsea fans moved on because we're a big club playing in the Champions League. Man United are only used to winning with penalties, so they will cry when they finally didn't get one.
Let's get it right. There's only one big club in London and they're above you at the moment, and that is West Ham.
Seriously? Simon, as a neutral, do you count West Ham as a big club?
They've got a big stadium, but they're not got a big. I won't class them as a big club. This is like, I'll quote something that I heard the other day. This is like Leicester a few years ago. They're having the run of the form. They've had it. They're there, and they're there at the moment. Whether they'll still be there at the end of the season, I personally don't think so. Because they've just not had that fall. And don't get me wrong, they might not do. Because everyone said that with Leicester. When Leicester were top of the league, everyone said, oh, Leicester, they're going to fall. They're going to stumble up. West Ham are known for making stumbles at some point in the season. Up to now, they haven't. So they may stay up there. But if they hit that stumble, they're just going to start tumbling. Because I'm going to give you an up-to-date league table. We'll just forget about City because they're 12 points clear. Then you've got Man United on 50 points, Leicester on 49, West Ham on 45, Chelsea on 44, Liverpool on 43, and they've all played the same games. So when each other plays each other, that's going to top and turn. The only oddball at the moment is Everton. They've got two games in hand and they're on 40 points. If they win them two games in hand, they'll go fourth. So that's another place down for West Ham. So it's still falsified because not everyone's played the thing. And that's what I'm saying. West Ham
are down from Chelsea.
Yeah. And you've also got Aston Villa got two games as well, which could potentially put them on 45, same as West Ham, with a better goal difference. So it's not... Yeah, West Ham are fourth in the table at the moment. They're above Chelsea. They're above Spurs. They're above Arsenal. Arsenal had the worst start to the season they've had since Wenger left. It's already been said. You've got Spurs have just. I don't know what Mourinho's doing.
But they're winning today. They smashed Burnley.
Yeah, well, that's Burnley though. It's Dyche, isn't it? It's not. You figure Dyche out. That's it. You're done. But West Ham.
I've been looking at this league table myself, and even look down to Villa. They played two games less, and they're only on 39 points.
So that table can't be really judged until everyone's played it. At the moment, West Ham are sat in fourth, but technically they could be sixth.
As a Chelsea fan, Thursday night, we've got Liverpool. So, yet again, we've got to look at that game as a non-lose game. If we lose to Liverpool, they will jump over us. What would be a problem? But if they don't beat us, nothing really changes.
That's what I mean. All these teams have got to play each other. It's like, I'll bring it up, like Newcastle, they drew 1-1 against Wolves. Should have won, but we got a goal. We pissed about a little bit. And they took it about. Well, we've just, it looks like we've lost Maximan again. So we've got literally seven or eight of our first team players out now. So whether I don't think we'll stay up now, the way it's looking, because we've got, the only saving graces that we've got is that Fulham have got to play Chelsea, Man United, City, Spurs. They've still got the big boys to play.
Fulham will beat Man United.
Yeah, but we've still got to play them game. We've not got to play as many as what Fulham have got against the big boys. So we could stay up. But I'm going to sit it on here because this is Rant Football. This is Rant Football. I'm going to mention it on the next one we do. But quick word is, if fans are allowed, if everything goes ahead with this COVID shit and fans are allowed in the stadium for the last game of the season, if it's down to that very last game and fans are allowed in at Craven Cottage, you can screw the fucking Premier League. Because that's bang out of order. If one game that could put Newcastle up or Fulham up, and they get fans for one game, not having it, because that's unfair. teams have played a whole season behind closed doors, and the one game that could potentially put a team down into the Championship is playing with fans in. No, should be still void. But we don't know what the situation is, but if we do, that'll be a future rant.
No, I actually did think Newcastle will stay up. They've got the players. They've got the players there.
No, we haven't. No,
let's get this right.
Not in a moment, but...
Let's get this right. Yep. Away fans will not be allowed to travel for the last game of the season.
Nope, don't think
so. So fans from another part of the country will not be allowed to travel. This is what we're saying.
Well, they might be able
to.
That means but...
Man United's stadium will be empty because everyone from London who supports them won't go to the game.
Yeah, but they're not half from London, aren't they?
No, just 95% of your fans are plastic Londoners, and we all know that. We all know Manchester, and this is not a dig at Man United. Manchester's core real fans are Manchester City. Always has been in Manchester.
But Manchester United fans, a lot of them are from Salford as well.
Yes, exactly.
But they're actually now Salford City fans because they don't like the Glazers and they've left.
Yeah,
but that's
They don't like Solskjaer either. He's absolutely boring, tactical, football, defensive.
I just noticed that on the stats though. If Solskjaer makes any complaint this week about his players being tired or exhausted, it's his own fault. He used one substitute.
One our game.
That's the way to do it. You've got all these games coming up now, and you're only putting one sub in. Exactly. That to me shows that he doesn't know what he's doing. He didn't have a plan. Well, he had a plan. He stuck with it. And I think he went there for a 0-0 draw. He went there for a 0-0 draw. Because if you're only putting one sub in, that means you're not changing your system.
Andrew, you were defensive this game. You can say what you want. You had a few good chances, but you were playing counter-attacking football. You were playing Jose football. It was defensive counter-attacking football. That is not the Man United way.
Listen. It's not, and I've said to you, and I've said to Paul and everybody else, the problem United's got at the moment, it's got to be Solskjaer, it's around him. It's got Eric Bailly and Maguire. Maguire's not a great centre-back, but when them two play together, it's more solid to push up. Now, to use one sub in Martial, what the fuck was it? Because when he came on, he done fuck all. You've got a young kid on the bench. He should have threw him on. He's got Danny van der Beek. He could have threw him on, but he decided to throw Martial on. Just completely throw him on and say, "Right there, go and do what you got to do." Done nothing our game. Done nothing. So that's a problem I've got with Solskjaer. He needs to
feel sorry for Van der Beek,
and he doesn't even know what his best 11 is.
I feel sorry for Van der Beek.
Well, I'll have to agree with Phil on that then. He's not a very good tactician. He's had 26 games, and if he doesn't know his first team squad,
3 years
there's
now,
something wrong.
He didn't know, and that's a fact. That's a problem. He didn't know.
When did he come manager again? Can you remember what year?
Sometime last year, wasn't it? It was towards the end of the season last year.
No, it's before last year Solskjaer came
along. Well, the year, but he's been there about two years.
He's had basically two seasons altogether.
A year and a half.
Now.
Yeah.
And if he can't figure things out, that's why I've been saying to everyone from the beginning, United will not be real title challengers until they get a real coach. They've got a good
team there. Mm-hmm.
Without that, a decent coach would give United, I would say. I don't think you would win the league this year with a decent coach. Don't get me wrong. But I think you'd be another 5-6 points ahead of you are right now.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of it on Facebook. I don't know if you have. I've seen it all over the place. They're thinking about renewing Solskjaer's contract. Now, I pray to God he fucking doesn't.
Please.
I really do.
Pick up Steve Bruce if you want.
He'd probably do a fucking better job.
I doubt it, mate.
He'd probably do a better job.
No, you want defensive football, get Steve Bruce in. That's all you need.
Or the man behind me, Tuchel. Because don't get me wrong, Chelsea are not attractive since Frank Lampard's gone. But he's coming this season to steady the ship, sort the defence out, and try get us into top four. That's all he's aiming for, really. Maybe a cup in the way if he's lucky. That man, Tuchel, he will make Chelsea play exciting football next season. This season, it's all about keeping clean sheets and trying to get the odd one or two goals and get into that top four.
That's what I think any...
What's his best 11 then?
Pardon?
What's his best 11?
Not the one
What's
he started best personally, 11? Not the one he started with today. But that I think he did that because we've got Thursday night, Liverpool, and then I think on the week on Monday, straight after that, we've got Everton. So there's so many.
What do you think of him playing Conte?
Pardon?
What do you think of him playing Conte in the midfield? Conte, what do you think about him playing him tonight?
I think the problem with Chelsea's midfield, if you want the truth, I've said this since the man's left. We need another Cesc Fabregas, someone who tight games like today would have found that killer ball. That's what Chelsea misses. Someone who would have found that killer ball through the defence and Chelsea would have gone 1-0 up. We've got a lot of good runners of the ball. A lot of good people can play long passes across the pitch. A lot of people can do good crosses. But when you look for that magician, I know ZX meant to be that man, but I have my doubts. I think his frame's too small for the Premier League. I think he's going to get bullied too much on and off the ball. I don't even think he fits the formation we play. Chelsea need to find a decent striker next year. And they need to, I think the defenders can do okay. We've proven now with a decent manager, we've got decent defenders. But I feel like Chelsea needs a striker and they need a creative midfielder who can, I mean, Jorginho is okay for passing, but it's sideways. We need someone who can see that killer ball round Harry Maguire, right onto the foot of Hudson-Odoi, into, you know, in the air between the goalkeeper and the centre-backs, what no one can get to. Chelsea have...
Like a type of Bruno player.
Yeah, Chelsea haven't got that anymore, not since Cesc Fabregas.
I think you've got a very good young side. I think you have got a very good young side. I don't think you need any more strikers. Give up Warner. You've got to give him a go and see what he's like next season. You've said plenty of times he could be one of the best players in the Premier League next season. I agree. I think he probably could. If we don't get nothing started out in the summer, I think we're going to be struggling really bad, and that's coming from me. We need to try and spend big to keep up with the likes of Cities, the Chelsea's, the Liverpool's.
I don't know where the money will come from for some teams, because some teams are going to really struggle. Because they're going to use the money that they get from where they are in the Premier League just to pay some of the bills for some people. Obviously, the likes of United and Chelsea, they've got people behind them. I don't care what you say. Glazers do. I know they do take a bit of money, but they also leave a lot of money back in the club. Yeah. You agree with me that now, Andrew? Because we've had this conversation before. Yes, they do take a cut because it's their club. It's their money. They can do what they could take all of it and leave Man United with nothing. And you'll be in the exact same position that Newcastle are in now. But you're not. They are leaving money in the club so you can invest in more players, better training grounds and better equipment. Whereas Newcastle are not. Prime example, go onto Twitter and have a look at Newcastle's training ground. It looks like an old cricket hut, a cricket club hut. It's on an old cricket ground and it just looks like a big shack. And that's their training ground. It's some of that you would use in fucking 1950s. Because Mike Ashley won't invest, but that's the difference. That's another rant. We'll go into that another time. We'll keep Man United and City. But this, I don't know how much teams are going to have next season. But the thing is, this is where I think you'll find who the coaches are, who can get the best out of the players that they've got. And at the moment, I don't think Solskjaer can get the best out of your players.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. There's a Tuchel at Chelsea.
Is it Tuchel? What's it called? Tuchel.
Yeah, Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah, Tuchel. He's getting the best out of the players that he's actually got, but they're not the players he wants. He's just trying to steady the ship. And then we already know, it's been in the papers, that he's got money next season. If you have the same situation, Andrew, with the Glazers saying, right, let's steady the ship, let's get this right, and let's give him some money to spend. I don't think Solskjaer will spend the right money. I think he'll spend it in the wrong places, because I think he's done that in the last two transfers. He's got your Bruno, don't get me wrong, he's got your Bruno, but there's other things. You've got problems at the back. You know that, you've admitted that, you said it on this podcast yourself. I think you need to cut your losses and get rid of Maguire, personally.
Well, with Solskjaer, he's not a big enough manager. I would talk him at Chelsea now.
Would you take Van Gaal back?
No. Not a chance.
No, that was actually a joke.
I'd have to take Steve Bruce.
Come on a free.
No, if we've got to go and pick a manager now.
To be honest, so, if you do want your defence sorted, Steve Bruce is not a bad shout, mate, because don't forget he played, what, 15 years at United? In your back 15, four?
16 years at United.
So
yeah.
He knows that back, he knows how to sort that. He's not under Ferguson, so he knows what to do on the back four. That's why, to be honest, Newcastle are crap at the moment, but we have stopped leaking as many goals.
What would you say Newcastle is when Shearer is there and all them? I thought they played great football when Shearer was about an hour.
It wasn't Shearer. It wasn't just Shearer. It was Kevin Keegan.
No, it was
Keegan.
Ginola.
Right.
It was Kevin Keegan.
Ginola, yeah.
He's doing what he was doing what Leeds do. He was going to win games. He didn't care. He just went in, tactician, said, right, we're going to score more goals than you. And that's what it... But the problem was, it got to his head and Ferguson got under his skin.
Yeah.
He did get under his skin at the end of the season. He lost it. And because the players saw him lose it, they lost it. And they blew the Premier League.
Would everyone like to know a little rumour that happened when Frank Lampard got sacked? Who do you think was offered the Chelsea job before Roman Abramovich put his foot down to his own club and said, no, he's not having the job?
Who do I think?
Yep.
Is Ali in the Premier League now, the manager?
No.
There was?
No, they were a Premier League manager before.
I'll give you Rafa Benitez.
No, it's even worse for a Chelsea fan. The club wanted to rehire Sarri.
Norma.
Sarri. The Italian guy who won us the Europa League, the one the Chelsea fans hated with a passion. He agreed to the job and everything, and then Roman got involved and said he is not coming back. Otherwise, he wouldn't be typical right now, it'd be Sarri again.
It's like, no, I looked up the Juventus guy, the old Juventus boss.
Allegri.
It's got to be top of United place.
Yeah, that's who United should be going for, is Allegri. But I think I've heard a rumour he's after a job in Italy again.
No, I think you've got Tuchel for a while now. Has he signed a 3 year, was it?
No, I think he's only got a year and a half.
Oh, right. I thought it was longer than that.
Not a very long contract at all. So I don't think he was first choice, truthfully, but I don't think he's doing a bad job, I should say. It's not an exciting job.
The thing is you can't really judge him on now. You've got to wait until the next transfer window.
Got to wait until
what he does.
Because this summer, in theory, we should have pre-season back to normal. Well, we might not be going abroad for pre-season, but we should be able to play championship sides, Div 1 sides, Div 2 sides. What's better in the last pre-season when you think you had one or two pre-season friendlies? So we can now mould new players into... That's why I've given Werner and that a let go this year, because even though they've been with us long enough now, they came to England, you know, they didn't get a pre-season or anything really. It was disgusting for them. But, you know, I digress. Anyway, Andrew.
Go on.
I'm just going to admit now that today it proves who the bigger club was, because Man United fans were happy with a point and Chelsea fans were devastated. Enough said.
No, listen, I've rather gone to Chelsea and took the 3 points.
Yeah, but you're happy with a 0-0 draw at full time. I wasn't.
Do you know what? I couldn't be happy, but if that's what it's going to give, well, it's a no draw. That's a fact. I'd rather take the 3 points any time of the day, but to come up with no, it's probably a good result for United the way they see it, being nil at Stamford Bridge. But no, I don't. Right. I would never be happy with that.
Well, anyway, I think we're all going in circles now. Anyway, so
let's end all this. I just want to quickly do something, guys. I want to say rest in peace to Glenn Roeder. Unfortunately, ex-Newcastle player manager and ex-West Ham manager, I believe. Unfortunately, he lost a battle against a brain tumour. It's really a shame because he was, just early 60s? What's kind of shocking.
I think you
could always do Michael Briggs as well. He passed away today.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah. What's it called? Mike Batter. Mike Baldwin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but yeah, I'll tell you what.
Mike Baldwin from Coronation Street.
It was probably a rubbish soap from up north, so I didn't have a clue who he was at first.
Okay. But 84.
He was ill.
He's been in for years, though, in all fairness, jokes aside. I know he has been.
30 years he was in Coronation Street for, so.
But, guys, I think that should be it. So, yeah. Andrew, what is your Twitter?
He can't remember.
It's AndyGMUFC20. He never posts anything, though, guys. So, Simon,
so don't bother.
Plug yourself away.
At Simon and Julie on Twitter. There's at Simon Says Darts, which I've just live streamed today. I've got a nice free T-shirt. Thank you very much. GoDartsPro.com. Thank you. And the Epic Florida podcast, which is TEFpod@gmail.com. The Morlando podcast, which is at Morlando Pod, is it? Charles. On Twitter? I think so. And then obviously there's this one. So this is Ramp Football 1. If you want to come on and join us for one of them, email Phil at rampfootball1@gmail.com. Contact him on Twitter. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment down below. Simple as that. A thumbs up.
And give it a like. Thumbs up or thumbs down.
Do us a favor. If you can, any device you're listening to this on for podcast thing, i.e. Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, if you can leave a review and subscribe, please do. It gets us up the league table. We're probably in the middle. We want to get further up. So every review gets us further up the league table. So everyone else can listen to our massive ramblings every week.
And if everyone's like this, what we've done with the before and after, when there's games between our teams again, Man United, Liverpool, Chelsea, Man City, probably never get the Arsenal fan on, but you've got a stupid YouTube people for that anyway. Absolutely cry all the time for them. But if you like them, we'll do more of them. Hopefully next time I do this sort of thing, Chelsea will be in the Champions League final and everyone else will be hoping they lose. Ain't that right, Andrew?
And then City will come along and kick their fucking asses.
Well, I don't mind City because they're the big club in Manchester. But from me and everyone else, Simon, take it away.
I can't remember what I say. What is it?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, the full-time whistle has blown. Thank you for listening to another episode of Rant Football UK. If you enjoyed it, please go over to Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars and a nice little comment if you can. Also, check us out on Twitter at RantFootball1. If you'd like to come on with us and have a rant, email us at rantfootball1@gmail.com.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.